It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is over there, I am assuming, in the... Which canton is it? In the country of Switzerland. Hi, Mirella. How are you? Is that true?
Yes. Hi. From Switzerland, hello to everybody. And a topic that is giving some headache to everybody, I mean, at least to all politicians in Europe, and that would be the Ukraine crisis. Before that, I just wanted to quickly go back to our European tennis player Djokovic, as we had him in our conversation last week, and at the time he had won the right to stay in the country. So as most probably everybody knows, because it's impossible to escape the news, he did not win the second round and has been sent back home. So I think it's interesting because we'll see what happens in the world of the tennis world, but sport in general, where limitations and rules and restrictions are becoming quite serious, and everybody is basically waiting to see what he is going to do next, as most countries are basically only accepting vaccinated players on their grounds. So we'll see. For the moment, he's back home. It has been a big saga. Meanwhile, there were a lot of extremely important things happening for Europe, one of them being the crisis with Ukraine. So what we know in the public is that some troops, actually many troops, have been gathering at the border between Russia and Ukraine, which has provoked a worldwide crisis, as the NATO is heavily involved in the discussion about this, the fear being that eventually Ukraine would be invaded again, or part of it. Ben Wallace, the Defense Secretary of England, has announced, for example, that as far as the UK is concerned, they will supply Ukraine with anti-tank missiles, and they will also provide some British troops for the purpose of training. He said that he's doing that because the threatening behavior of Russia is very concerning, but he also insisted on the fact that this is only in the optic of self-defense and is by no means a threat to Russia. I think this is very important to note. And while, according to the UK, some more strict sanctions against Russia on an international level will be taken if necessary, he also wanted to keep the door open by saying that there is space for a good relationship with Russia, which would actually benefit everybody, the West, like Russia, if things can be dealt with diplomatically. For Ukraine, it's certainly a favorable position to have the support of the United Kingdom as well as the West in general. But the very important fact remains that their country is not part of the NATO. That leaves them quite alone in case of an invasion. And that is probably the main point of disagreement. It's a crucial point, as Russia does not want Ukraine to be ever part of the NATO, nor any other former Soviet countries. That is a commitment that the NATO has not been, didn't agree to make. And the last summits didn't bring much because every party remained on its position, basically. So what are the risks, really? According to the European Union, it's the risks are quite big. Not necessarily in the form of an invasion, but this is not excluded either, but there are also other ways to destabilize the West, and that would be, for example, with some very sophisticated cyber attacks, or with using everything that internet offers to make different campaigns that could also destabilize the different countries and the political situations that are in many countries extremely delicate right now. So these sanctions that everybody is talking about is also a crucial point and a very delicate one, because it also involves some hard economic decisions. When one thinks, for example, that already now the price of oil for the households in Europe, the prices are very high. It is, of course, difficult to imagine that now some sanctions would be made that could also make the situation worse. And therefore, it's going to be difficult to convince all the countries in Europe. That is maybe the biggest weakness of the European Union. And that is the fact that all the countries have to agree in order to make sanctions work. But on the other hand, every country has also the responsibility to answer to their own population. And any sanction that would make life more difficult is, of course, not a sanction that is going to be privileged. So there are many delicate points. I think the US and President Biden would really welcome some strong positioning on the eventual sanctions. But unfortunately, the countries in Europe are not that far yet in order to have one answer to this issue. So I would say that the situation is very tense. That of course, what the public knows is only what gets in the paper. But there is one thing that is sure. One feels the nervosity of having a situation that is right now, and hopefully not too long, without answer, because the positions are very hard. And the NATO is not ready to make the commitment that is expected from Russia, and that makes for the moment just a conversation where nobody is really giving the other what it expects. We'll see what happens, but it's definitely for Ukraine, for the Ukraine population and its leadership, a moment of big tension.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.